Hachette Audio presents Sex and the City. Written by Candace Bushnell and read by Cynthia Nixon.
My unsentimental education. Love in Manhattan? I don't think so. Here's a Valentine's Day tale. Prepare yourself. An English journalist came to New York. She was attractive and witty, and right away she hooked up with one of New York's typically eligible bachelors. Tim was 42, an investment banker who made about $5 million a year. For 2 weeks, they kissed, held hands, and then on a warm fall day, he drove her to the house he was building in the Hamptons. They looked at the plans with the architect. I wanted to tell the architect to fill in the railings on the second floor so the children wouldn't fall through, said the journalist. I expected Tim was going to ask me to marry him. On Sunday night, Tim dropped her off at her apartment and reminded her that they had dinner plans for Tuesday. On Tuesday, he called and said they'd have to take a rain check. When she hadn't heard from him after 2 weeks, she called and told him, "That's an awfully long rain check." He said he would call her later in the week. He never did, of course. But what interested me was that she couldn't understand what had happened. In England, she explained, meeting the architect would have meant something. Then I realized, of course, she's from London. No one's told her about the end of love in Manhattan. Then I thought, she'll learn. Welcome to the age of uninnocence. The glittering lights of Manhattan that served as backdrops for Edith Wharton's bodice-heaving trysts are still glowing, but the stage is empty. No one has breakfast at Tiffany's, and no one has affairs to remember.